99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's that magical time in the week where we scour the internet looking for people who maybe had a real life experience, but for whatever reason wasn't in the right spot to get their name and number, so had to come back and write them a little note.
There you go, and that is how you can possibly find your soulmate.
That's right.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Would you like to go first? Yeah, why don't you?
So these are both man for woman.
Okay.
This is called I Ran By You. Here we go. We never officially met, but you had dark hair, checkered shirt, walking near the park around lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
I was the guy who took your purse. I ran fast, but when you screamed at me, I looked over my shoulder and thought you were cute in a frightened sort of way.
Okay.
I didn't get far before the police found me with the stuff. And I did have enough time to jot down your license info. Sucks that I'm in jail right now.
Oh, that's scary.
For some other stuff. So no worries about me coming around anytime soon, but I will hit you up eventually. I just want to say I'm sorry and maybe ask you out.
Sure.
If you see this, will you send your email address to my friend Dank Rob? I miss you.
Looking for Dank Rob.
Dank Rob.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Wow. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
So the guy who robbed her purse is now thinking, you know what? She was cute in a terrified sort of way. I want to ask her out properly.
I need to apologize, and maybe she could be my lady.
All right. There you go. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
All right. This one's called Big Girl at Bus Bench, Man for Woman.
Oh, wow. Already very descriptive.
Yep. Hey, I saw you last weekend waiting for the bus. I was in my car, stopped at a light, sitting there, and you caught my eye. You were sitting there very pregnant.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
Not sure why I thought this. But I wanted to get you double pregnant.
Oh, hey! I don't think that's possible.
Is it?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but I don't think you can.
I tried with my wife several times, and I don't think it worked.
Oh, my God. That is too much information.
I hesitated for just a second, and the bus pulled up, and you got on and took off with my heart. And your baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that's probably best since she's carrying it in her belly.
All right. I thought you were real cute, and I thought you could use a ride sometime rather than take the bus.
Or that's generous.
Or trying to walk with that big belly of yours. Smiley face.
Listen, I've been there. It's a waddle.
Sure.
When it gets to some certain point.
He finishes up. I've never had a kid before, but my ex-employer thought I'd be good with them.
Oh, great.
Message me so we can hang out and go over baby names.
Oh, great. Well, he wants to name the baby now.
He's making
a very big assumption that her baby daddy isn't a part of the equation.
He went from seeing her sitting at the bus stop to trying to pick out baby names. So,
absolutely. That was 0 to 60 real quick.
You got
to
give these people boldness. A little checkbox boldness. All right.
They get points for being bold.
Yeah, whether it's the guy mugging you at the at the park or sitting at the bus stop, it's
Craigslist missed connections. You never know where you're going to meet them.
Never know.